city at that moment. And that's why he built it like his own house.
When was it built?
This shul is built 102 years old. 102. And
1895.
Yeah. And up there, there is Ezrat Nashim, the entry is here. And there is another whole of synagogue is down there. But it's locked now at the moment. And from inside, you'll see how beautiful is the shul. And just please.
Is it?
It means that this whole community, Jewish life in Kiev, is sponsored, is helped by a current phone community in Israel and in America. There is an organization called Yad Israel that raises money for the whole Jewish life here in Kiev and involved, I can say, almost in all Ukraine. Every day we have a minion. Every day there is a minion. Shachar is Mincha and Marif. There is here in Shul, yes. Old people are coming, young people are coming. There is also a school, is run also by this organization, Yad Israel. There is 600 pupils, boys and girls, two separate buildings. And this is one of the biggest schools in Eastern Europe. What else I can say? There was a mikvah for women, and there is a mikvah for men downstairs, and there is a matzah bakery outside. There is a shechita, is made by professional shochet that brings and helps people to have meat, and this community is helping people to lead more or less normal Jewish life. Because as you understand, there is almost everything for the kids. There is yeshiva here, and there is a kollel even. People who get married, they come at night and study Torah, as you understand. And everything is running. There are different organizations, also like Joint. They help school. I can say a lot. They send books. They help our community. Also, is making. Is giving free food to old and lonely people that some of them you may see outside. Some of them were sitting there down on the bench.
Soup kitchen.
And about 50 people are feeding here every day. Lunch.
How many Jews are here today?
Altogether, there are at least 80,000 Jews. 80,000. Here for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, people are coming. I may say that sometimes I saw 500 people, old people that know nothing about the Jewry and Judaism. They come and they see what's going on. They stand here. The whole shul is full with people. Every Shabbos we have at least 150 people, including girls from school and boys. In other places in the former Soviet Union, and we see only old people are coming to show, but over here, mamish opposite. Most of the people who are here, they are younger, they're kids, from school students, pupils, they're here. That's the basic life of the Jewish community here. Yeah, matzah factory is making more than 100 tons of matzah every year. This community sends out matzah to almost all the cities of Ukraine that are leaded by Yad Israel and others community also buy matzah here. That's the only place where in Ukraine where you can get normal kosher matzah, kosher by Ashgachat Rabbi Bleich, as you understand. He leads everything here. There was a kosher restaurant here, but occasionally, maybe not, Rabbi Bleich took off the Ashgacha because people didn't act normally. Didn't care about the Ashgacha, really. But
in America here, if I could add, Matzah Factory sounds like, you know, Manischewitz or, what's the big deal with Manischewitz? Was banned here for many, many years. The Russian government could be arrested for making matzahs. You could not have a Matzah Factory. It was closed, the Russian government. So that's why, to the Jew living in Kiev, the fact that you have a matzah factory is no small matter.